Rasul Sharkandaz is standing outside the North Pacific Fuel office when one of the company's tanker trucks drives by.
This is my job. Yesterday, I'm the one to do this job. Every day I start work, I drive in the truck until I'm done.
Except for today, Sharkandaz is holding a picket sign asking the company to give back his job as a truck driver, which he had for the last year and a half.
It's because I'm joining the union. That's why all these people going to join union, that's why he fired me.
Sharkandaz and about a half dozen others want to join the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific. That didn't come up when he was called into his manager's office on July 10th, though. He got scolded for alleged misconduct during a fueling job. Usually, there would be a step system with verbal and written warnings, but Sharkandaz says his manager, Norman Batista, decided to fire him instead. On the official pink slip, Batista doesn't give a reason for his decision, but he did check a box that disqualifies Rasul Sharkandaz from getting rehired down the road. Batista referred all questions to North Pacific Fuel's parent company. That's PetroStar, based in Anchorage. Their CEO couldn't be reached for comment on Friday. The Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific had a labor organizer on hand at the strike in Unalaska. Adam Dalton says the union has filed a federal complaint against PetroStar.
For harassment of employees and as well as the termination of Rasul. Starting on the 4th of July, Norman started pulling guys aside and basically talking about the union and started asking questions. And then a couple days later, this happened.
The only workers who'd be eligible to join the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific are fuelers and dock workers. Dalton estimates there are about 13 or 14 who fit that description at North Pacific Fuel.
It's close to the size of Delta, I believe.
He means Delta Western, another fuel supplier in Unalaska. Their employees staged two walkouts this winter before they voted to join the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific. Contract negotiations at that shop should start next week. Dalton came to Unalaska in February to handle that case. He's been here on and off ever since, organizing.
It just kind of, if people contact me, I deal with them. We don't necessarily go out and recruit people. Guys have to be interested in it.
Dalton wouldn't say whether other shops are interested in unionizing or what's next for North Pacific Fuel. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.